Next up is President of the Federation of Labor, Brother Rick Clark.
We're here today to celebrate the accomplishments that we've made collectively over the years. And unfortunately, we find ourselves while we're celebrating those accomplishments and gains that we've made as workers and unions, we're also find ourselves fighting to maintain those benefits in many, many fronts, as well as trying to fight to maintain jobs in the public sector at all levels. And it's a task that we have before us. We have lots of work in front of us, sisters and brothers, and lots of challenges. And I want you to know that the Nova Scotia Federation of Labor is fully committed to and support and work with our affiliates at each and every struggle that confronts the workers and their families in this province until we make gains and gain justice and dignity for all.
We'll have a Labor Day classic, Joe Murphy and the Water Street Blues Band. It's union members and other working class folks that have built this country. The history of this country is not the history of prime ministers. It's not the history of bankers. It's not the history of business executives. It's the history of people who built railroads, who deliver healthcare and educate our kids, who build towers and ships. It is our history. We've built this country, brothers and sisters. The labor movement is about more than collective bargaining. We want a better world. We want dignity and good green jobs with pensions for all. We want a world that is built on compassion, that is built on empathy, and most importantly, that is built on justice. Brothers and sisters, what we want for ourselves, we want for everyone. Next up, brothers and sisters, I am very pleased to announce Premier Daryl Dexter, leader of the Nova Scotia NDP, and a friend to workers in this province, brothers and sisters.
On October 1st, the minimum wage will be increased to $10 to bring these workers up to the low-income cutoff and out of poverty. We continue to support improvements to the Canada Pension Plan. And we also strengthen the superannuation plan here in Nova Scotia, bringing it to fully funded status while reducing its cost to ordinary Nova Scotians. We increase the maximum fine available under the Occupational Health and Safety Act. And we have hired and trained more health and safety inspectors, making our workplaces safer and healthier. These improvements were made possible because of the government's strong relationship with you. And I can assure you that we will continue to work with you to further strengthen labor relations and improve working conditions in the province.
We're really, really happy to have with us as our first act the Tom Fun, members of the Tom Fun Orchestra, who will be performing Cape Breton protest songs from a new album they're putting together.
Tom Joe's Hill Road, up the foggy coast, down around the woodlot and the stream. Paper mill has closed, holes on the windows. There's a setting sun on each and every dream. Up atop the hill, there lives a widow still who remembers hearing that old work whistle scream. All that she knows is tied up in the ghosts of the workers returning home on fields of green. Tom Joe's Hill Road, that lonely old outpost, a thought that passes with each who drives on by. Train tracks, sprouting trees, and a damp September breeze. The widow closes the curtains with a sigh.